we can see that the third reason to make learning to love the goal of our life is that it is what we will be evaluated by God on in eternity. So one of the ways that God measures spiritual maturity is by the quality of our relationships. In heaven, God won't say, "Tell me about your career, tell me about your bank account or your hobbies." Instead, He will reveal how you treated other people, particularly those in need. Jesus said the way to love Him is to love His family and care for their practical needs. Matthew 25:40 say, "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Actually, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.'" So when you transfer into eternity, you will leave everything else behind. You cannot bring your car with you. You cannot bring your money with you. You cannot bring your home with you, any material, any bank account. All you are taking with you is your character. That's why the Bible says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." I would like to suggest all of you that every morning when you wake up, you kneel by your bed or sit at the edge of the bed and pray this: "God, whether I get anything else done today, I want to make sure that I spend time loving you and loving other people, because that's what life is all about. I don't want to waste this day. I don't want to waste the day today or any day, because you give me another day and I'm not going to waste it." Love is our primary objective. Love is our priority. Life is about love. We're going to be evaluated on in eternity by how much we love people. Now I want to tell you something. The best expression of love is giving. Do you notice that the importance of things can be measured by how much time and money we are willing to invest in them? The more time you give to something, the more you reveal its importance and value to yourself. Some people are willing to buy a nice piece of furniture with a lot of money, but for other people who don't see its value, they will not even want to pay one penny. If you want to know a person's priorities, just look at how they use their time and their finances. That's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 21 in New Living Translation, "Wherever your treasure is, there your heart and thoughts will be also be." So if you value something, you will put money, you put your time, you give your energy, invest your time and money into that thing. John chapter 3 verse 16, because the Bible said that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God saw the value of mankind. God saw that mankind is so important. He see that you are so important to Him. That's why He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for you. He paid the price for your sin by giving up the life of His own Son. Therefore, when we love somebody, we give money, we give energy, we give gifts and time and talents and attention. And one of the most valuable things that we can give is time. You know, when you give money, you can make money again. You can receive money back from God. But time is your most precious gift, because you only have a set amount of time. You can make more money, but you cannot make more time. When you give someone your time, you are giving them a portion of your life that you will never get back. Your time is your life. That's why the greatest gift you can give somebody is your own time. It is not enough just to say relationships are important. We must prove it by investing time in them. Words alone are worthless. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 18, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." So relationships take time and effort. And the best way to show love is to give time. The essence of love is not what we think or do or provide for others, but how much we give ourselves. You know, I myself have to watch my own attitude too, because many men think this way. I don't understand my family members. I provide everything they need. What more could they want? I went out to work so hard. I give them money. I give them house to live in. But I want to tell you that they don't need only your money or your material things, but they want you, your eyes, your ears, your life, your time, your attention, your presence, your focus. Nothing can take the place of you yourself. The most desired gift of love is not diamonds or roses or chocolate. It is focused attention. Love concentrates so intently on another that you forget yourself at that moment. Attention says, "I value you enough to give you my most precious asset, and my precious asset is my time." Whenever you give your time, you are making a sacrifice. Sacrifice is the essence of love. And Jesus modeled this truth. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us." The Bible says Jesus gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. That's why the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave. Love means giving up, yielding my preferences, giving my comfort, yielding, giving up, sacrificing my goals, my security, my money, my energy, my time for the benefit of someone else that we love. So, the best expression of love is giving. And the best use of life is love. Love is priority. Relationships are priority. Now I want to end this teaching by telling you that the best time to love is now. Now. Sometimes procrastination is a legitimate response to a trivial task. But because love is what matters most, it takes a top priority. The Bible emphasizes that this repeatedly. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us, as we have opportunity," the Bible says, "if the opportunity arises, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Proverbs chapter 3 verse 27 says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. When it is in the power of your hand to do so." So the Bible says that as long as you have the power to do it, now do it. Don't wait. Why is now the best time to express love? Why not tomorrow? Why not procrastinating? Because you don't know how long you will have the opportunity. The Bible says that as we have opportunity, circumstances change. People die. People leave town. Children grow up. You have no guarantee of tomorrow. Therefore, if you want to express love, you had better do it now. Knowing that one day you will stand before God, here are some questions that you need to consider. How will you explain those times when projects or things were more important to you than people? Who do you need to start spending time, more time with? What do you need to cut off of your schedule to make that possible? What sacrifices do you need to make to show love and to build relationships? The best use of life is love, and the best expression of love is giving time. The best time is to love now. I want this teaching to be imprinted into my own heart. I want this teaching to be practical and to be real to all of us in this church. I believe that God wants all of us to focus on loving Him and loving others. We want to be a community of love, and we need to be convinced. We need to have a conviction in our heart first that the best use of life is love. Not just to make money, not just to be successful in our career or in our job, in our education, but God can evaluate how you live on this life by seeing how much you love people. And the best expression of your love is to giving time to people. And the best time to love is now. Why don't you wake up every morning, but before you leave your house, you say, today, I want to walk a walk of love. I want to make sure that I will build loving relationship with everyone around me. I want to demonstrate the love of God to other people. I will build up and develop the skill of loving other people. I will do anything I could to show love to God and to show love to people around me. And I will ask the Holy Spirit to give me wisdom, priority, and understanding how to spend my time to love people. Thank God for His word. And I would like to pray with all of you that this lesson and this truth that we learn in this lesson will become real to all of us in this community. And when people come into our midst, they will say that, I see the love of God in you. I want to know your God too. I want to know who Jesus is. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray, Lord, that the truth of God in this lesson will give the revelation, conviction, confirmation, understanding, and also the changes in the heart and the lifestyle of your people. Father, may you bless everyone who listened to this teaching. May you, Lord, change their life by the power of the Holy Spirit. May you change us first. May you use us to be example to the newcomers, to the new believers in the church. Father, I bless you indeed. May the love of God fill our heart. May the love of God flow through us. May by the power and the love of the Spirit, we become loving people and loving community, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.